MTD Radio News, I'm Blake Ovar. A student at the Hobbs Freshman High School was arrested Tuesday after officials say the student was found in possession of a pellet gun. The student was not identified. According to a release, other students reported the incident to school resource officers and the staff. The student was apprehended without further incident. Charges are pending through the Hobbs Police Department. Hobbs School Superintendent Gene Strickland stated, HMS is extremely grateful with students doing their part and reporting things that are concerning to them, while trusting our staff to safeguard them and act on their behalf. And the Bureau of Land Management has proposed to sell about 200 acres of federal land to Eddy County off Highway 285 near the South Y Junction of that road and U.S. Highway 62-180 along the southeast loop of U.S. Refinery Road, southeast of Carlsbad. County officials said the sale is still being negotiated and a purpose for the land has not yet been identified, but the land is strategically located along the roadway. The sale requires a 45-day public comment period for residents to give approval or opposition to the sale, as the county and the BLM aim to finalize the deal in January. Comments can be made via the BLM website until January 12th or sent via mail to the Bureau's Carlsbad field office at 620 East Green Street in Carlsbad. And the Hobbs Christmas Parade will take place starting at 10 a.m. at the Broadmoor Mall and will travel to LECO on Broadway Street in downtown Hobbs. And later on Saturday, the annual Hobbs tree lighting ceremony will take place starting at 6 p.m. at the Ship Street Plaza at Broadway. There will be horse-drawn carriage rides, and Santa Claus will be on hand to light the tree and greet the children. And that's the way it is. I'm Blake Ovard. This is MTD Radio News.